the bitterness is just, it's never going to go away.
That's what I remember, is the absolute shock.
I blacked out. I don't remember it.
It was like a gut punch, because at that point, people still didn't believe they would go.
In January 2017, the San Diego Chargers of the NFL ceased to exist. Owner Dean Spanos announced they'd be packing their bags after 56 years of calling San Diego home and going a few hours north to Los Angeles. This is the inside story.
12-year NFL offensive tackle.
Place kicker with the Chargers for 11 seasons.
Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer.
I covered the Chargers about 14 years.
Mayor of the city of Inglewood.
Mayor of the great city of Carson, California.
San Diego City Council Member for District 6.
From Believe Podcast Network, this is Bolted, the saga that made San Diego a football widow. We'll talk to Chargers from across the decades. From the very beginning,
1965, I was drafted by the Chargers.
To Ryan Leaf.
So I think it's a big reason why people consider me one of the biggest busts ever.
To one of the most dominant teams of the 2000s.
We're all measured by how much we win. Like, we're measured by championships.
We'll talk about the Spanoses, a father and son that went from rags to riches and turned a football team into a family heirloom.
Dean loved his father and he was very loyal to him.
But Dean was born on third base and failed to score.
And San Diego, the city filled with generations of loyal fans and a history of civic dysfunction.
The city started lying about how big the deficit was.
It was a shit show.
I'm your host, Rafe Cantor. Over 6 episodes, we'll chronicle the rise and fall of the San Diego Chargers, the fight to keep them that split a city in two, and the aftermath that left a football team without fans and football fans without a team. Kicking off this March, wherever you get your podcasts.